Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Show. We're glad you joined us. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. And our topic for this week's show, two great ones, lucid dreaming and guides and angels. So for those of you who'd like to know who we are and read more about the work that we do, just go to our website, www.kenpage.com. First thing we want to talk about today is lucid dreaming. So what's lucid dreaming? Well, lucid dreaming is actually practicing our creativity without limitation.
And we can do that when we allow our awareness to become part of our dreams. Then we can start working out some of the things that we don't understand, or some of the challenges we have in our life. We can find out if there's any subconscious program going on in our lucid dreams.
What we believe is we're moving into the dimension of instantaneous creation. And so all of us are preparing for this major shift in our consciousness. And there's a lot of energetics around the planet today that says, it might not be good for this, or it might not be good for that, or I'm looking at some gloom and doom, or I'm not moving forward in my life the way I want to. And much of us in the preparation of these changes, it's also playing itself out in our dream state. In our opinion, the dream state's just another dimension, but it is a wonderful place where we can create new realities and test them out on how they feel, because we're living them in our dream, we're experiencing how we change, we're pre-testing ourselves because we want to move into this new dimension of consciousness, so then we get to recreate in our dreams our physical lives. We get to play out in our dream what is or isn't working in our physical.
Because we know in our dream state we have any kind of dream. We have good dreams and sometimes we have bad dreams. But if we could start using that ability to understand what's happening in our real world with ourselves, it can make it much easier on you. You could work out a major situation or a major dynamic in your life in your dream state, which would be much easier than attracting physical people to you to mirror it.
So maybe there's something in your life that says, I'm not getting the success that I want. If you can explore the dimension called lucid dreaming within your dream state, you may be able to uncover some of the subconscious programs that's affecting why you're not creating the success that you want, why you're not moving forward in the way that you want to do that. Lucid dreaming is a really powerful method of creating. It's probably one of the most important things that we practice ourselves every day. You know, there was a research that was done at Stanford University, and it said that lucid dreaming occurs during REM sleep. Now, REM, R-E-M, is that rapid eye movement period. And most REM sleep takes place in the latter part of a night's sleep. So that's like right before morning sleep. It's just before that awakening sleep. It's the really deep part. And it's likely to be the most favorable time for you to begin to practice lucid dreaming. So once we can become conscious of the programs that play out in our subconscious mind, then we're able to understand and we can change things, because as we know, we need to understand things on many different realities, in our physical way, our mental way, our intellectual way, and in our spiritual reality. Well, if we can work something out in our subconscious that's affecting us in our physical conscious way, it's going to be easier on the body, it's going to be easier on us mentally, and it's going to just be easier all the way around for us to figure out what's holding us back or what are we afraid of.
And we're going to give you an example, and this example, of course, was what my subconscious mind thought and was holding a reality that I was not aware of. So we're going to give you an example just in a few minutes. Well, I'll do it right now. Thank you, Nancy.
That'd be good.
She's shaking her head.
Why not? Go for it.
So what happens?
It's a good example, so, you know, he's on a roll.
So what happens is I've been practicing lucid dreaming for now about 17 years, okay? And I'm so aware of it, so when I wake up, let's say 3 or 4 in the morning, I can go into that dream state, which I'm getting rest, but I'm aware of my dreams. Now the question is, how many levels of dream state do we have? And I can't tell you that exactly. I can tell you how many I have been in, but I don't know if it even goes past what I've experienced because of my limitations. But I've been in levels between levels, and sometimes you'll have several levels going on simultaneously because it's like all information coming to you. But I had the question of, I wanted to be the best healer. And I'm sorry for any of you that want to be a best healer, but that's in my own reality. You might as well be the best at what you're doing. And so I started lucid dreaming with that. I want to be the best healer. And what I came up with is my subconscious mind was worried or concerned that if I became extremely popular or extremely well known, I would lose my freedom. Now, where in the heck did it get that program? It's nothing I was aware of. So you understand, my subconscious mind is now giving energy to my physical body, to my conscious reality, based on a program that I'm not aware of. And when I became aware of that, holy cow, my awareness changed. My understanding of what my subconscious mind was doing changed that program. So that's where it becomes really important. What if some of you are trying to lose weight or trying to stop smoking or trying to have money and you have a subconscious program that is different than what you are trying to create?
So Ken's got a great exercise that he's going to walk you through to improve your own ability to lucid dream. Now, the purpose of the exercise is to find out if there's something in your subconscious, anything, in your subconscious mind that may be holding you or may be keeping you from creating your own dream, not your dream state, but the dreams that you desire, what you want, or something that's stopping you from being a good healer, as Ken says, or from me, being a really good writer. How do I convey what I can say in my words on paper? That's what I'd like to do. And so those are different elements that are in our subconscious mind that maybe we don't understand. Maybe there are programs that we're not aware of.
Let's take one we're all dealing with. We all want to have a good relationship. Okay, we'd like to have a perfect relationship, but many of us have given up on what perfect means, and now we're settling for good, right? And what if our subconscious mind is sabotaging that, what you want, because it has a fear. It has a fear you'll lose your power, or has a fear that you'll be less than you are. Who knows what that fear was, and who knows when we picked it up as a reality? Because we could have been a little person, like 3 years old, picking up a program that we're still playing out that's keeping us from having the relationship we want.
See, by becoming conscious of our subconscious, we're able to understand the old programs, and then we can change them. Because by understanding what those issues really mean to us, then we know that it's safe for us to move forward, that it's safe for us to explore without losing our freedom, as Ken explained in his lucid dreaming. So by going through the dimensions of lucid dreaming, we can uncover the hidden subconscious programs that may affect our success, may affect our good relationship, may affect our freedom, may affect whatever our subconscious is giving energy to that our conscious mind's not aware of.
The other thing it does is, what if in your dream state you allow that awareness of these expanded dream cycles, or these expanded dimensions that or vibrations or whatever it is. And once we get used to getting information in that, it helps us to in our daily life. It's almost like it helps us to communicate to our higher self even better, because it has we've developed more insights into information coming in.
So now Ken's going to walk you through a very simple exercise. We call it lucid dreaming. Remember, this is going to help you practice your own creativity without limitation, because your physical life is where you're finding the limitation. So you're going to go to your dream state and recreate your life without a limitation, because your subconscious mind really holds no limitations for you. We've talked about it in other shows. Our subconscious mind does not make the decisions. Our conscious mind is the one that makes decisions and the choices, because that's the limiting factor. But our conscious mind doesn't create. Our subconscious mind is where our creating takes place.
And if you could work out 95% of your issues when you're sleeping in the bedroom, could you imagine how much easier your life would be? So it's a really big deal. It's probably the most important thing that we teach, because we have done it and we know based on our experiences how valuable it is. But others who haven't learned it, value in it. Now, what you need is a snooze alarm. So you need an alarm clock, and some of them cost about $10 or $11 if you don't have one. Alarm. What you're going to do is you're going to set your alarm a half an hour before you awake. So if you wake up at 6:30 or 7:30, you're going to set your alarm for a half an hour earlier. Now, don't worry about it. You're going to still get rest for that half an hour. And then what I want you to do is be really, really clear on something you desire in your life.
So you might want to do this before you even go to sleep, is to set your intention or to make your question of what it is that you want to know. Then you would go to sleep.
And it could be better health. It could be, you know, I want to be healthy. It could be, you know, again, relationships. It could be money. It could be anything, okay? I've worked with so many people that have subconscious programs about money and poverty and chastity and not having anything. You wouldn't even believe how many programs have been set. But anyway, be very clear on what you want and stay with what you're desiring to know for at least a week, okay? Don't keep changing because it starts working, because there's more depth. See, there's an answer, but behind the answer, there's another answer, a bigger answer. And behind that, maybe there's a bigger answer. And you could never get to it unless you start walking down the path. You'll never get the whole picture.
It's like having a file folder on your computer open up, and one by one, the pages from that file open up before you, but you can only read one page at a time. You read that page, then another one can come in. The one behind that can come in. The one behind that. So give yourself time and allow a little patience. Just give it a week. Remember, stay with the same intention and the same question. So now you've got your alarm. You've got your snooze alarm. You've already set your alarm clock for half an hour earlier than you normally get up in the morning.
Okay, and now, so as soon as the alarm goes off, what you're going to do, you're going to press the snooze alarm, and what that will do is it'll go off in another 10 minutes. Then you're going to really focus on your question. I'm choosing better health, okay? And then you go back to sleep, and it's still that rapid eye movement, so you're still resting. But you just keep staying. I'm looking for better health. I'm looking for that health. I'm looking, and just until you go back to sleep, and you'll start getting little dreams or little thoughts or little feelings come to your mind or little pictures come to it. And you don't realize it's happening because you're resting, but you're starting to get little information on what you've asked.
Your subconscious mind is then beginning to tell you the small stories, so that you can have some understanding of your thoughts or the reasons that keep you from having what you want or what it is that you are desiring.
Now, as soon as the alarm goes back off, because it's been 10 minutes, you kind of get that information and kind of remember what it was, if you can. Then say the thoughts again, I'm choosing better health, and just impress the snooze alarm, and you go back to sleep. And during that time, now, they'll start getting dreams, or they'll start being repetition. Or I have one person where it's getting all kinds of outside influence because it felt that if it knew that information, it would change. So it was actually, it was getting too much information, or it was getting chaos. So you just keep focusing on that, and you go, you're sleeping again, and you're back to your restful sleep, quiet sleep, and then the alarm goes off again. And you press the snooze alarm, state your intention very clearly, also remembering what you've got in your dream state, and the stories it might give you, or the pictures it might give you, kind of be aware of that. And as you fall back to sleep again, you'll get information. And then the last time, of course, you're going to get up, and that's your normal time of getting up. And then try to jot down anything that you got, okay? If it's a word, or if it's a picture, or if it's an animal, or if it's a person, or anything you got, any kind of insight. And it could be very small. It could be very small things. It could be two or three words, or it could be fractions of things, okay? But you write them down. And then the next day, you do it again. And I guarantee you, within 5 days, you'll get insight on a program your subconscious mind is not in alignment with your conscious reality.
So if you find that after 5 days, you've got some insight, and there's a little more that you think you need to do, just continue practicing the exact same question. Continue practicing your lucid dreaming until you are satisfied that you have now received all of the information from your subconscious mind, any resistance, any subconscious resistance, any subconscious information at all that is affecting your physical reality or your physical creating.
Now, how long do we lucid dream? I lucid dream every single night for about 3 hours because I finally got to where I know where that place is. And when I wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning, I go into lucid dream. I don't need the alarm clock anymore. But you might need to practice for weeks and weeks and stay with something that's very important with you, a theme like relationships or money or abundance or however you, whatever you're choosing, stay with it. Because like I said, there are dreams within dreams. And now when you get to a point when you're doing this and you've done it for quite a while, you can start to control your dreams. And I started doing that. And all of a sudden, I just control my dreams. And if it was a dream that wasn't quite what I wanted, I would change it until it was perfect. The problem with that was that my life started to become so slow. Nothing was happening in my life. And I realized that I had to not change it and go deeper within the dream to find the information that I was looking for. Did that make sense to that, Nancy?
Yeah. We've talked about changing dreams before, and I know I practiced the same thing for a while. I thought, well, I don't like the ending to that dream. If that's going to affect the way that I'm really living, then I'm going to change it. And I'd go back into the dream state, and I would change the outcome. And Ken found that his life was getting slower. I found that things weren't working as smoothly as I thought they should since I'd already worked them out in my dream state.
And what we came to realize is our physical body wasn't getting the information. So it was like a part of us wasn't getting the reality of it. And so by allowing that to continue on, that's where I started to realize the depth within dreams. And believe it or not, and I'm not saying I'm any more special than any one of you, I've just practiced for a little longer. That's all we did. Maybe it's just like exercising. You practice, 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 and you become better at it. That's all this is. But I've been in 20 levels of dream state. It's almost like a spiral. And once you get into it, and you can allow yourself to free fall, I mean, just feel like you're letting go of control, you're letting go of what you're holding on to, and you go deeper and deeper, it gives a bigger picture of it. It's almost like you're getting into a more of a collective of the energy or a creator of the energy.
Well, when you're beginning your lucid dreaming, just remember to keep your question really simple. You know, use as few words as possible, because the more words that you put in your question, the more information you're going to receive, and the more confusing your dreams could become. So in the beginning, just keep it simple.
You just add one more word to it. You've added a third more information. Do you know what that does to you? It overloads you. And when you get overloaded, you shut down because it's too much. Or you lose all the information and you just get little teeny bits. So keep it very simple.
And just continue practicing it. Allow yourself to have some patience and know that your subconscious mind, because it has all of the information of all of your experiences and all of your knowing and all of your awareness that your conscious mind can't always handle at different times, or filters because of your own ideas and beliefs and judgments and experiences in the world around you. So if your subconscious mind's got all your information, that's where we want to go. And you can access that so easily in your dream state so that it doesn't have to play itself out. Remember, your subconscious mind is going to create what your conscious mind needs to experience. Well, conscious mind means physical reality. I don't need to have all of those harsh physical realities, experiences, if I can work out my challenges, my issues, my problems, my questions in my dream state. It's a really good tool. And as you use it, pretty soon you'll be able to check in. You'll be able to ask your higher self or your subconscious different questions at different times to make sure that your subconscious is fully supporting your conscious mind with what you'd like to create. So this is one of the most important exercises we could ever give you, and we hope you work with it. And we'd like your feedback. You can always email us at office@kenpage.com with any of that.
Okay, we're going to take a short break.
Stay tuned to The Way It Works, because in the next segment we're going to talk about guides and angels.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Talking about lucid dreaming, and now we're going to share our interpretation of what guides and angels and what that vibration represents.
Well, this opens up a whole... when Ken just said that, it's our interpretation. Please understand, this is our experience, what we have come to know in the 35...
Oh, well, we come to believe we know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, that's true. What we've come to believe that we think we know, that we think we know, based on our experiences for, 35 years in doing lots and lots of different sessions with individuals in light trance states, and what their also information is passed on to us. So the question is, who are our guides and angels? Are they really pieces of ourselves? Well, remember, at the beginning of your spiritual path, you probably heard about, well, you're going to get messages now from guides and angels. Because a lot of individuals throughout the world connect with different religious guides, such as Mother Mary or Saint Germain, or different archangels or Angel Michael. Perhaps guides and angels are aspects of ourselves that exist in other realities or vibrations. Now that, right there, opens up a question of, what do you mean another aspect of myself?
Well, would it be any different than you turning your radio station? If you get in one radio station, gets different vibration, different information, different knowing. You turn another one, there's also different knowing. And what happens if you get stuck on one radio station? That's all you get, because that's based on your ideas and your beliefs. And remember, all of us, wherever we came from in the past, and we came from some kind of source or creative light, experienced different religions. So we all had a very strong religious history.
We've all had experiences dealing with guides and angels. Ken and I both have. We have had many different guides throughout our lives. We've had many different aspects who have said, I am so-and-so, or I am this, or I am that. They've all been enormously valuable at the time that they were with us.
I just had a situation 2 weeks ago, and I was at a workshop and had a sponsor, and she said she had a dream, and she said, you came to me in my dream, and she said, how did you do that? I said, I didn't come to you in your dream. You created me because I had certain information, or you thought I was your teacher, and that's how you could relate to it. If you came to yourself, would you think it was very important? Or would you pick something that you thought it was important to give you a message to yourself that you could accept?
See, because if you recognize the guide as an aspect of yourself, I mean, really, if a guide or an angel appeared to you in some way, shape, or form, whether you were conscious or asleep, would you take that seriously? Wouldn't you listen or pay closer attention to someone that came to you in the form of a highly regarded guide? Wouldn't it be easier for you to trust that there was some form or ideas other than your own? I mean, when you think about it, do we really trust our own information? Isn't it more credible if we say that it's from a higher source? So see, in order to communicate first with guides and angels, first we have to understand, how do we perceive our own information?
And what ideas do we have from our past that interferes with new information coming in? I deal with people every day with sessions that are locked in their ideas. They picked up an idea several years ago, and they've got, remember, we keep attracting to us whatever we believe our truth is. We keep attracting. So right now, we have 5 years of this idea being supported or being...
comforted, held, supported,
yeah.
Guided, led, directed.
But now we can...
We hear all those words.
But now these people can't get out of their idea. It's become their reality. But remember, it's just one idea of maybe a thousand or a million other ideas is how we're looking at it.
So see, most of us are really kinesthetic because we receive information through a whole body feeling. So a message from a guide or an angel or another aspect of ourself is so gentle and so pure, but sometimes that's difficult to feel when our minds are really busy. So if we're physically active, then we can relax afterwards, which is a really good time to find a way of quieting our mind. We might feel more connected and hearing our messages in different ways. But some individuals, the messages that they hear, it's necessary to ascribe those messages to something outside themselves because they don't feel that they are worthy or deserving or that they're capable of having very good information within themselves.
And let's be clear, if you get any message that is not good, is not loving, that says hurt you, hurt some part of you, do something to you, it is not your guide or angel. You have picked up a different radio station based on the consciousness around you, based on what's going on around you, based on what's going on in your culture, based on what's going on at your work, based on what's going on with the person you love, and you've picked up that vibration and you're running it, and it interferes with your intuitiveness or that creative part of you.
Higher self, whether you call it guides, angels, archangels, ascended masters, high vibration will never, ever, ever, ever tell you to hurt yourself or someone else. It just won't, because it comes from a place of pure love. Anything less than that is not a high vibration, is not a clear vibration.
So you got to take that and just separate that, because we get this question all the time. My higher self told me to do that, or my guides and angels told me to hurt myself, okay? And they did not. It's just you picked up a different radio station, and you got to change it, okay?
So some of us hear our guides and angels very clearly, and then we find that some individuals have actually made life changes based on the messages. Because the messages were powerful, were beneficial, were life-affirming, they felt right. Even if I don't understand the whole picture, even if I don't always understand what's going on, I'm getting this feeling that I need to do this major life change. Some people, however, have made life changes based on what they say their guides or angels have told them, even if it didn't feel right, or even if it didn't make any sense. And then we go back again to that higher self aspect of, is my higher self, is that very high, clear, pure vibration going to tell me something that doesn't feel right? Sense to me.
Yeah, and I'll get back to this story, because I get a really great story how this group had this belief what was going to happen, this group, and everyone started to believe the same thing, and pretty soon it took them in a whole different direction. So we'll get right back to that. For now, we're going to take just a short break. We'll be right back.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at gnc.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
To the way it works. In the last segment, we were talking about guides and angels, and I wanted to continue my story there. So back in the 90s, I think it was, I don't want to pick on anyone because it might be a very enlightened group, but this, I think, was the Ashtar Command. And back in that time, everybody in this small town, not everybody in the small town, but there was a group in this small town that all thought they were going to be picked up, or they were going to, ETs were going to pick them up and take them away, and it was a good thing, and they were going to ascend. And so they each picked days that they were going to ascend. And guess what they did? They stopped paying their bills because they're going to leave. So who cares about the bills? Who cares about what's going on? They were going to leave it all. And I even know people who packed their suitcase and waited out in the field for something to happen because they felt a message that that was going to happen. But was it their message or a group message that they tapped in on? Okay, and so I looked at Nancy and she gave back to me. And so what happened was there they were. They were ascending. And did they ascend? I guess they were all waiting for something to happen, but it never happened. And then they had to look at, what was I into? Was I in an idea that allowed for no other ideas but the one I was in? What the group was sharing, or what my reality, even though I thought it was a large reality, maybe it was actually limited based on what they felt was going to happen.
So if you find yourself in a space where you're either by yourself or you're with someone else, in a group, and you can feel an energy, and you sense that it's a guide or an angel or ETs or other individuals or other beings that are, you can call them light beings, you can call them higher information, but they're outside you. You feel that this is something, information that's going to come in, and it's outside you. Do you give that more credibility? And I think that goes back to our very first question when we started this segment of our show. Guides, angels, whatever you want to call them, are they just really aspects of ourselves existing in other dimensions or other vibrations that we can access, but we don't trust it because, after all, it's just us?
How about this? What if you were a guide or angel, or you were creator, and this is the first time you're coming to Earth, and you're going to be born in some soul, you're going to be born, and you want to learn about Earth in a physical way. Would you come to yourself, or would it come to me as a guide or an angel, but as also a student? So they're teaching me, I'm teaching them what it's like to be alive, what it's like to be here on Earth, what it's like to be in Georgia, what it's like to have the situations I'm having. Would you want to learn that before you came in? Think about it. 6.7 billion souls, where did they come from? We never had that many people on Earth before. So they have to be new coming in, and could they learn from you? Think about what you could teach them.
So see, it's got an equal exchange here. Guides, angels, light beings, other vibrations, other dimensions outside our own actually, quote, use us as we, quote, use them. We're not suggesting that it's a using in that sense of it, but we learn from each other. We get information from them, they get information from us, but it's an equal exchange of experience, of feelings, and of emotions.
And where do we get that in real life? When we have a baby, and that brand new, newborn baby has that innocence, that purity, that quietness that feels like it's just from source.
So when we have the opportunity to feel that there is a very new vibration that has moved in with us, and it's a new guide, or it's someone who announces, well, I am Kirael. I had a guide once that said, I'm not really a guide, I'm an informational seeker and searcher, and I'll be with you for a while. And his name was Kirael, and he said he was a time traveler, and he moved from dimension to dimension. And the information that he shared with me was really cool. I mean, I thought it was incredible, and I started writing things down, and we started talking about it at my center. And there were a number of individuals that came because the information he was given was so timely. Well, I allowed myself to tap into the frequency of a vibration that gave me information that felt right. It felt good. There was nothing funny about it. There was nothing that felt, oh, well, I don't think I can accept this. So was that an aspect of me or a vibration that I had tuned into that was harmonious and resonated with an aspect in the same vibration? You know, vibrations run in dimensional levels. So if I have a vibration running in one dimensional level and Ken has the same vibration running in a different dimensional level, if I'm open to that vibration, why wouldn't I receive the information that Ken holds in another dimension because he's in the same vibration?
Let's put it in a simpler term, if we can put creator, source, God in a simple form. Any level which we get closer to source, closer to where we came from, any level we get closer to the resonating with that would have different information all the way up to, I guess, becoming creator. And does creator want to become us? Well, all religions would say, no, it doesn't. And in some ways, we keep looking at trying to be like or bring that resonation or vibration within us. What happens when we start becoming a lighter vibration? We actually become a lighter vibration. Is there new information with that channel of that vibration?
Many individuals would say, I'm channeling my higher self, but they wouldn't admit that. They'd say, well, I'm getting this information, and it's from Moses, or it's from King Tut, or it's from Jesus, or it's from Michael the Archangel, or I'm getting this information from the reptilians that moved in next door, or they're above me in a spaceship, and this information, and it's harmful, and it's negative. We said earlier, and we'll say it again, whatever information that is coming to you from any source whatsoever, if it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't feel good to you, if it is harmful to you, if it's taking energy from you, if it's making you feel bad, it is not a lighter vibration. It is not source. It is not your higher self.
And let me tell you, in the world today, there's a lot of very heavy energy. For example, how much energy is becoming money? How much energy is, right now, money? How much different thought forms are being projected into money? Energy. How about war? What if we get caught up in any of those vibrations? It starts to drag us down into lower vibrations or channels that have that kind of vibration of being hurt.
So we're going to discuss more about the levels of vibrations and the aspects of ourselves and where different information comes from in our next segment. So make sure you stay tuned right here to The Way It Works.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a short break.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Back to The Way It Works. In the last segment, we've been talking about guides and angels, and we want to continue because we could do a whole show just on this topic alone, because we've heard so many different things over the years about people who have said they're in tune. Now, I know this one famous, and I talk about famous, probably world-known person, and everything he says, my guides and angels told me. And why does he say that? He says it to validate himself and what he's thinking. And who's going to challenge that he got that message from his guides and angels?
And if you were sitting in the audience, wouldn't you believe the information had more credibility because it came from guides and angels and not just from the physical being in front of you?
Or let's say you're channeling something major like Michael the Archangel, or you're channeling any other type of spiritual being. And let me tell you something. I believe these spiritual beings, they just change vibrations and become lighter. But are they still here? Are they in a lighter vibration? Are we all made up of every vibration that exists simultaneously together? And all of it is frequencies. And as you become aware of this frequency, it has information that's downloaded.
So the different aspects of ourselves do exist in different vibrations. The reason that we are sharing this with you is because we're just asking you to use discernment in the information that you're receiving, or the information that you're hearing, or the information that you're reading. Discernment is your most powerful tool in your life.
And one thing you have to be, I think you have to use the most discernment is when other people tell you this is what's happened to your past, this is what you should do in the future, and they're giving you advice out of your own intuitive self. Are they giving your advice, or are they giving advice that they should take, and you're just a mirror back for them what they should do?
See, what we're suggesting is all your answers are inside yourself. So ask yourself every single time you get information, regardless of the source, whether it's from your higher self, a guide or an angel that you're just hearing, or whether it's from another individual giving you information, ask yourself, how does it feel? Do I resonate with it? Does it make sense? Use your discernment. Those are very powerful tools. We have guides. Ken and I have tapped into different frequencies and different vibrations throughout our lives, and I have a book that I've been working on for a long time, and I put out one manual, but I have tuned in, so to speak, to a vibration, and the vibration is a feminine vibration, and I believe that it is Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin, who is the Eastern goddess of mercy and compassion, who has been a guide for me since I was, oh gosh, before I was even 5 years old. I remember dreaming about her, and then she came and visited me and sat on my bed. And there's been information that's come to me. I've had different experiences with this vibration, with the compassionate vibration over my life, to the point now where I breathe and she breathes and there's no separation. Do I believe that I have an aspect within me that is Kuan Yin? Absolutely yes. Do I believe that the vibration of Kuan Yin exists one and the same with me? Absolutely yes. There is no separation. I have used discernment in accepting that the information I receive is of a highest love, compassion, vibration. I've taken the radio dial and I've tuned into the frequency.
Yes, but of our 70 trillion cells we have, does it represent every single living or deceased or every vibration in the world or universe? Does it exist within me in my 70 trillion cells? Now, did Nancy find that cell or that vibration within her, and she started resonating with that vibration of Kuan Yin, and then pretty soon she became that whole vibration, started resonating with her body?
See, the guides and angels is what we're saying. They're all aspects of us. So if I resonated in a different time of my life with an angelic cherubim named Ariel, who happens to be an angel. She's an angelic cherubim who's visited many other individuals with information. And when I resonate with her at that time, and that information sounds loving and caring and giving and resonates good, then I've tuned into that frequency. Ken has done the same throughout his life. We're just suggesting that when you give more importance to the information being outside yourself, that why we are asking that you just look at the fact that that is an aspect of you. It is within one of the cells of your being. Every one of us have the absolute same opportunity to be able to tune into the frequency, resonate with it, use discernment, accept it. Just not give an overwhelming amount of credibility or power to it so that we're giving something away.
In my first my first awakening back in the 80s, I really had this vision, this knowing. I saw this picture of being Moses, okay? And I'm not trying to impress anyone, because I'm sure we've all had these pictures or sensations. And I really saw myself in the desert. I really saw myself almost dying. And that's what I thought. And I didn't say anything. I stayed with it for several months and kept doing lucid dreaming and kept understanding. The next vision I got, I was sitting next to Moses, and I was a guide with Moses. So it was like looking at a 13-inch TV. The next time I start to see a 19-inch TV. So I was a guide with Moses. And then the third time I stayed with that again for a few months. And then the third picture I got, I was the consciousness watching the guide and Moses. So as I got, now I was a 52-inch TV looking at a picture. So could I accept that picture at first? No way. I could have to look at one part, and then it zoomed out, and there was another part, and then it zoomed out, and there was another part. So we keep getting layers or levels of information within the vibration.
So when we feel that you're no longer attached to receiving information from guides or angels, when you're no longer dependent upon this being the only method for you receiving information from source, from creator, from God, then you're going to begin a whole new, different type of communication with your own higher self. So we want to thank you for being with us today. Listen in every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Everything you've heard can be found on our website, www.kenpage.com. We'd love to hear from you. Send us an email and let us know you heard us right here on HealthyLife.net, and we'll send you a copy of a book, The Way It Works.
This is Ken Page and Nancy Nestor. Many blessings.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year at many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you're interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.